traveling is not that easy. But I want to encourage people to do it, because what they say is life is not a dress rehearsal. You don't get another chance, so do it now.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
This is Mighty Web PR Web, and today I'm pleased to have with us travel reviewer Sheila Simpkin. Sheila, thank you. It's a pleasure to end up having you here on PR Web.
Well, thanks so much for inviting me.
As a travel reviewer, it just sounds like an awful lot of fun that someone could end up having to review their travels in about the different countries. You have a site called travelswithsheila.com. Tell us about that site, how long it's been up, and what is it that you do there?
Well, what it is my son and my other children have been after me for my entire life to start writing and telling other people about some of the places that I go. Americans are notoriously timid about traveling out of the country, and I can understand it because the language is different. Sometimes you arrive at midnight, sitting on a plane all cramped like a pretzel isn't that terrific. But then you go to sleep, and the next day you're in some new, exciting destination, and you forget all your problems. People are always asking me, well, how do you do this, and how do you do that? So finally, I developed the site with my son's help, and I'm just trying to help people. I don't book trips. I am not a travel agent. I am just giving unbiased reports about things that I have seen, different things that I have learned, over the hard way on a lot of them, you know, not an easy way. Traveling is not that easy. But I want to encourage people to do it, because what they say is life is not a dress rehearsal. You don't get another chance, so do it now.
You describe yourself as an addicted traveler, and you say that on your site you provide real-life travel tips for real people. Give us maybe a sense of the kind of information that you end up having on your site, and maybe a little glimpse into your last trip.
All right. A very simple one is very, very important, is to find out whether or not you could drink the water. And if they say, yes, you can, when you go to a restaurant, let's say you're in Europe or something like that, ask for a carafe of tap water. Now, most places are very glad to do that, and in the old days, we used to have to beg for perhaps a shot glass of water, and they looked at us because, oh, you know, stupid Americans, what do you know? You're supposed to be buying bottled water. But, you know, it's a very simple thing, and it stretches your budget. If the water is potable, if you can drink it, there's absolutely no reason to spend a couple euros for a bottle of water.
Give us a little bit of insight on your last trip, Sheila, and give us an idea of where you've been and some of your adventures.
Well, we just came back, believe it or not, from Slovenia, and we found out about it. We were in, believe it or not, in India last year and met two gynecologists from California who had just come from Slovenia. Now, we had never heard about it. I'm not saying that I'm the most knowledgeable person in the world. And we said, well, where is it? Well, Slovenia was part of Yugoslavia, and we just spent 2 weeks there doing some day hiking. Getting ready to have a whole series, like 18 different articles, run starting around June 16th on my site. And it is one of the most fantastic countries I've ever been to. It's still inexpensive. Can you believe that you can have a glass of wine for like a dollar a person? And it's good wine. And it's not as if you're a tramp sitting on the street somewhere with a little wino bottle. It's green. You would not believe how green it is, how forested. And for avid bikers, I've never, ever seen such bike routes and bike lanes and people just biking all around the country. It was really, really a fantastic country, little known, and I'm trying to encourage people, go there before it becomes just like any other country, let's put it that way.
Very good. We're speaking to Sheila Simpkin, travel reviewer, about her travel adventures and also, too, about her site, travelswithsheila.com. Give us an idea, Sheila, some contact information where people to go to the site or maybe be able to converse with you or to end up finding more information about traveling.
Well, right now, if they just go to my site, www.travelswithsheila, TravelsWithSheila.com, and send me an email through that site. I'll be more than happy to answer whatever questions a person might have that I can truthfully answer. I still work with a travel agent on some trips where they are truly complicated. But it's not in a travel agent's best interest to tell you, oh, this is the least expensive hotel. They've really gotten the short shaft from airlines and other companies who've cut down their commission. I'll be more than happy to help you with whatever information that I might have.
Information that, in fact, could end up making a difference, obviously, between a successful fun trip and something that might be considerably less than that. We appreciate the opportunity for someone that, with your experience, to be able to want to share your experiences, the do's and the don'ts, and it looks like, again, travel tips for real people. Sheila, thank you very much for your attention and your effort here. Continued success in your travel personally, and also in helping other people prepare for theirs.
Well, I certainly hope so. Thank you so much, and I hope you keep traveling.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.